possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Somebody brought to my attention, maybe we ought to revisit this.
Sure.
Witten has 13,000 yards, 1,200 catches, and 74 touchdowns.
All right, so like, where does that put him in like the ranks of Antonio Gates? And because Antonio Gates
has 116. He has the record for most touchdowns. I don't know how many Tony Gonzalez has.
But
when you think of Witten, think about Tony Gonzalez. The yard is like, when you think of Witten, you think more of an end of the line of scrimmage guy, not a guy that catches a lot of passes, but he's got a lot of catches.
I'm not saying Jason Witten can't be a Hall of Famer. He might be a Hall of Famer. I think with that class and those three guys, he's not in the echelon of those three guys. Right. And then Eli's not in yet. Like, I think he'll get in. I just don't think he's a first ballot guy.
I don't make a big deal of first. You're either a Hall of Famer or you're not.
No, that's not true.
Obviously, I know it's not true.
Some people get stupid.
Like, obviously. What about what they did with T.O.?
Like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
That says you're forgetting the most important part, which is he's a Cowboy. That definitely does give you the rub.
Now, does that give you a good rub or a bad rub?
Well, if you want to be a broadcaster, it gives you the good rub because they'll throw anybody who was a Cowboy. And remember how bad he was in Monday Night Football? Wow. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Marlins, they're back at it tonight, 6:40 against the Houston Astros. Fresh off the Marlins sweep of the Yankees. Fresh off the Astros getting swept by the Red Sox. Red Sox jumped the Yankees this weekend. Did you see at the end, Leroy, see the Marlins fans were serenading Yankees fans leaving with Sweet Caroline, the Red Sox seventh inning stretch song? That's good. Hey, Dre. What's up, man? Sandy on the Hill tonight. 6:40 is your first pitch.
I think Sandy's must watch now.
Have to.
Got to see if he's going to keep it going.
Kelly Sacco joined us early. If you guys missed it, we'll bring that to you later on this hour. She gives a great breakdown of all things going on with the hottest team in that baseball.
Jennifer gets a 45-minute show.
I've been here the whole time, okay? You need to relax, okay? I've been here since 9:45, sitting down on my computer.
You need to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tobin, you watched Happy Gilmore 2, didn't you?
I did.
I had golf friends who watched it, didn't realize that was Bad Bunny.
Really?
What? Yeah. Really?
How?
I'm like, what do you... I said, dude, Bad Bunny might be one of the biggest stars out, the biggest. I said, think of Taylor Swift and then Bad Bunny.
They just thought he was an actor?
No, huh? Well, they just didn't recognize him.
Interesting.
Yep. Or I know a lot of non-golf people that thought Will Zalatoris was actually the caddy.
They thought it was the caddy? That's funny. This is interesting. So Shams Charania, familiar with him?
You're familiar with him because he said something you like.
He didn't say anything I like. I don't know what to make of what he said. You know, I'm not going to sit here and just put judgment on what he said until we hear what he said. So I don't know if I like it, if I don't like it. You know, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
Now, do I hate what he said? Well, I wouldn't say that I hate what he said, but... He was discussing Giannis today on Get Up, and he said, even here in August, that Giannis staying in Milwaukee, not exactly a done deal. Here was Shams.
Here, it's August 4th, right? Sources tell me there's still nothing set in stone about whether Giannis Antetokounmpo will stay in Milwaukee or whether he will be leaving. And so he's continuing to evaluate his future. I reported it in mid-May that he's evaluating whether his best fit is in Milwaukee or is it elsewhere. And that process is continuing. There's been some very real conversations over the last week or so. The constant question that Giannis has, though, is can I win a championship with this roster? Is this roster going to be one for this upcoming year and 2026-27? He wants to win a second championship. So he's asking that question over and over. There are multiple teams waiting in the wings, potentially.
Yeah. He said also today, the other thing that he pointed out was that there are teams literally like standing by. Stand by. Waiting for Giannis to ask out of Milwaukee. Now, could be something. Could be nothing. I don't know. Because Shams has promised the craziest summer ever, which it has not been.
No, it has
not. You lied to me, Shams, thus far. If Giannis did ask out and LeBron asked out, then that would lead to perhaps the craziest summer ever. But so far, I got Norman Powell and Kevin Durant changing teams. So I don't think it qualifies thus far. Though I am excited about Norman Powell.
I think so.
Do you think Shams? Because here's the thing. We talked about this when the Miles Turner, Damian Lillard thing happened. And it was like, I'd be pretty hard pressed to believe that the Bucks would make that move not knowing that Giannis is staying in Milwaukee. Because that's a crazy move to make. You're going to have $20 million of dead cap and then sign a center and basically sign him for 30 more million. You're going to have 50 plus million sunk into this position and not know that Giannis is sticking around. That's pretty hard to believe, isn't it, Leroy?
It is. And I think that sometimes people tell stories that are possibilities, but have no chance of happening. And I would say this. If Milwaukee lets Giannis out of their control without receiving something ridiculous, I mean ridiculous, then whoever's running that team should be fired. Simple as that.
That guy got an extension. Dalvin Kane says, don't believe Shams, believe Christos. Oh, you know, we should get Christos on. Hello, bum.
How is Hello, he? Bum?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while. We haven't talked to him.
I know.
Hello, mom.
Hello, mom.
How are you good at basketball? And also, what did it mean to win this game? I love that guy, man. That was the greatest part of the pandemic. We may have had our world rocked, but we got to meet Christos in his NBA coverage. Hello, mom.
Hello, mom.
How you dunk the ball? And also, how good it feel to dunk the ball? Love that guy. Hello, bum. Bam, by the way, he seems pretty fired up about the Norman Powell stuff this weekend. He had his camp at Slam Miami for his foundation this weekend. and gave his thoughts on the Heat getting Norman Powell, and he says it's going to give him a new dynamic. He's excited about that. I was. What are you looking at your phone? By the way, is everything okay?
I had to fill something out for.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure everything's all right.
I'm listening though. I'm paying attention. It's auto. It's auto.
Kind of. Not actively.
A little bum.
You can't just come back with the Christos.
He had already passed Christos.
Hey, so I know who I'm going to look for when I go to England.
Who?
I'm going to try to find our Marlins guy.
Peter?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let him know. Say, hey, look out for Leroy. Maybe the Marlins will be in the midst of a postseason run. When is that game?
October 5th.
Right there in the middle of the playoffs. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Want to let you know one more time today. We got a great contest going on out there. If you guys like the Zach Brown Band, you guys can win tickets to see them at the Sphere in Las Vegas. All you got to do is log on to the Odyssey app, listen to us for 1 hour, and you're entered. And you can do it every single day to get more entries into the contest, because this is a national contest. It's going to be amongst all the Odyssey stations, but I mean, it's the easiest contest you've ever entered because you guys are listening to us anyway. So all you got to do, log on, listen for an hour, boom, you're in. That's it. That's all you got to do. You listen every day, and you just might win. Winner receives a round trip to Las Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's odyssey.com/ZAC. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group. It is a Monday. We're going to bring you Kelly Sacco coming up later on this hour as we'll break down all things Miami Marlins with the Miami Marlins reporter for FanDuel Sports Florida. Although you'll be able to hear on the Marlins radio network for this homestand if you want to hear her call. But let us get to a little All Right. Oh, no. I don't know where Leroy is. He's just vanished. It's okay, though. We'll storm on.
Got up as soon as the.
It's got to be something with the dogs. Probably chasing a delivery guy. Anyway, my all right is going to go to Kyle Stowers. He was just named National League Player of the Month for the month of July. Killing it. A monster grand slam in the Marlins 13-12 comeback. I don't know if you'll see a better baseball game than that. I legitimately like. That was one of the best games you'll ever see. The Marlins came back 3 different times. They were down at 1.6-0. They were down 9-4. Kyle Stowers made it 9-8 with his grand salami. And Javier Sanoja then hit a ding dong. He went oppo taco. He went to left. He hit home runs on to both sides of the park. And then you got Xavier Edwards hitting it to right field. Dude completely botches it in right field. He ends up on third base. And then Augustin Ramirez hits it like 2 feet, and the Marlins win 13-12. It was incredible. It was Goosey's galore. The game was just absolutely electric. The building was electric. But Kyle Stowers has been the catalyst for all of it, even though I could go with like 9 different Marlins to get my all right for the weekend. But this dude has been the absolute spark for all of it, and he's having an awesome season. My oh no goes to Austin Jackson because he got stepped on. And now because he stepped on, I'm nervous because he protects Tua's blind side, and he also has not been the most durable player in his career. And so now I got to sit here all nervous, all camp, hoping that the Miami Dolphins starting right tackle will be back. Mind you, I'm not criticizing him for getting hurt. I'm just upset that he's hurt, and that's why it's my oh no. If it was upset, I would give him a game bump, but that's not my game. That's Leroy's game. So he's not getting my game bump. He's just getting my oh no, because that was my reaction exactly when I found out that he was hurt. And that I have to now sit here the entire training camp and hope to God that the starting right tackle will be back for week one. You okay?
I'm fine.
What's your all right and oh no, Leroy?
So my all right is going to go to Cam Young, who has been runner-up on the PGA Tour 7 times and not won. He finally won this weekend, running away. It was cool to see, you know, him finally get his victory. So that was really cool to watch. My oh no, it's gonna go to Vlad.
Wow.
Oh no.
Because he was talking so confident. So confident before this series. And Frog Boy said, you know what would be great? You know what would be great? If they lose like 8-0 on the second game or something like that.
Yep.
It was 2-0, but they got shut out. So I appreciate his confidence in the Yankees, but I think he was doing that overlooking what these Marlins have done. So I'm going to give him my oh no.
I like it. I like it. Jennifer?
So it's been a while since we have done the cup tracker.
Since it's been a while. Remember. All right, that's all I know.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm glad you guys are done. Awesome. So, like I was saying, it's been a very long time since we've done the cup tracker.
Yeah.
And so, Mackie Samuskevich, our friend of the show, he took it to his hometown in Connecticut this weekend.
He did. He took it to his hometown in Connecticut, and I believe he also took it to the Sandy Hook Memorial as well.
Oh, cool. All right.
Very nice, very humble, but yes. Gotta say, Jonah Gadjevich
went ahead
and bench pressed to Stanley Cup.
Doesn't he seem like Jonah Gadjevich would be a little more beefy, a little more burly, right?
I think hockey just does that.
Right. No, I know.
It's a whole illusion with the uniforms and stuff, but
no, everybody made fun of my big pads. Nobody said that about me.
Okay, Leroy, but that was an extreme.
Those pads are ridiculous.
That was crazy.
Everybody always says to me, I thought you were bigger.
Dude is literally a hermit crab on a field.
You know, I've been meaning to say this. Jennifer, we supposed to be cool. But every time a little jokey joke comes in my direction, you laugh the loudest. Lupe with the nose hair. You almost fell on the ground. And now this.
I'm glad you guys brought that up.
I should know here.
I almost fell on the ground.
Oh my God.
When?
The nose hair.
Oh, because laughing. Got it. Okay, so if you want to go ahead and go out there, my oh no goes to you for plucking a nose hair in front of us.
Ooh.
What? Oh no.
You right, did?
Right in front of us. And I had my lunch next to me, by the way, Tobin.
They go, you got this long hair sticking out of your nose. I went, boop.
For the longest time, it was just peeking out, staring at us. And then Lupin, being a good friend, went ahead and said,
then why did you start laughing if you was being a good friend?
You have a long white hair coming out of your nose. And it's like, it was almost at his mouth.
No, it was like I've seen it the last couple of shows. No,
exactly. So you know what? You called it.
You can't let me out in public like that.
Your choice. I don't know. If you want to have long hair coming out of your nose, but no, it looked like Gandalf was coming out of your nose.
Worst part is that he gets offended and then he just rips it out in front of us.
Now you gotta.
And then we don't know where it went.
You gotta run a mower through that thing.
See.
And he went ahead. Like, then he went ahead and blamed me.
You gave me the oh no.
I didn't do that. I'm not the nose hair that came out of your nose. It's weird.
You certainly yucked it up, though.
It was funny because she noticed it too.
Oh, so you've known? I had seen it,
but I didn't say anything.
You've known, and you say nothing.
It's normal with you.
Is that when I say hi, you stare? Like
it says hi back.
Still there.
Schmeathan says Leroy's nose hair is running deep routes.
Well, it just ran the out route because I snatched it out.
And then he went home and he got the little razor thing and just shaved his entire nose, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have the nostril thing, or you could do that.
I do the scissors.
Horrible.
Oh, you do scissors?
Yeah.
Dangerous team. All right.
And I got my ear hairs too, because you made a comment about
those. So glad you got your ears.
See what I'm saying? Wait, I'm the oh no. Listen to that. I had to go in the bathroom and cry.
You didn't, liar.
There's no shame in it. I got a forest growing out of there every once in a while. You gotta keep it right. I mean, it doesn't stand out as much as
welcome
great
to
one.
The show, Brittany.
Brittany, what's your all right and oh no for today?
Okay, my all right goes to the Marlins just for the simple fact that I went to Disney this weekend with two of my friends who are major, major Yankee fans and who missed the series because we were going to Disney. And it was so fun to watch them, like, as we were in Disney, just track the games, and just their disappointment was just amazing. And when the final sweep happened yesterday on the way home, they had a full-blown crash out, and it was very entertaining. So my all right goes, yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
That's good.
So that's my all right. And
you went to Disney?
I did go to Disney, yes.
I thought grown folks went to Universal instead of Disney.
No, I mean, I go to Universal sometimes too, but I decided I haven't been, like, since I was 17, I think. And we
did you go to the Magic Kingdom?
I went to Magic Kingdom in Hollywood Studios because I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I hadn't seen Galaxy's Edge yet. So
it's good.
It's so good. Oh, so good. And like Disney really is just like my all right because it was so fun and so amazing. But anyways, not the point. My oh no, unfortunately, I do have to bring up F1 because there was an F1 race this weekend. I'm really sorry, Tobin, but I apologize.
Oh, it's okay. Listen, it's your oh no. You can bring up whoever you want.
It has to happen. I may be talking to a wall on this one because I don't know if anyone cares about F1 in this chat.
Robert, what did Lewis Hamilton do this week?
With Lewis Hamilton, well, what did Ferrari do this weekend? That's the real question here.
What did Ferrari
do this weekend? That is the real question. Charles Leclerc, which is the second driver for Ferrari, got pole position, bottled pole position, didn't even get on podium, finished P4, which was horrible. It was just a horrible strategy from Ferrari, and I'm getting sick and tired of them. And then Lewis Hamilton was out in qualifying in this like second part of qualifying, so he didn't make it into the top 10 of the grid, finished 16th, I think, or 14th, and it was just a disaster class by Ferrari. So they get my oh no. Ferrari as a whole gets my oh no, and they just re-signed their team principal, so things are going really good.
The hell's that? What is the team principal? Is that the leader?
Like the GM?
Essentially, yeah, he's the GM of the team. So they just,
what does he do? He just walks around and be like, "Zit car looks very fast." Ho ho. Like, what is, like,
he's
what
Italian,
is,
not
what
French,
is the possible
yes.
responsibility that guy
I watched
has.
It in the NASCAR and watched the guy with 2% gas, 2% fuel get like 10 laps in.
You watched NASCAR?
Yeah.
It was like the final laps. Because, you know, that's when they start going crazy. And they go, I don't know if he's going to make it. 3 weeks ago in Detroit, he ran out of gas. So I'm like, let's see if he runs out of gas again. Somebody got to get fired if you're running out of gas twice.
See that the Braves and Reds played at a racetrack?
Yeah.
I did see that.
It was cool.
It's cool. I'm not a NASCAR girl. I'm F1. So I don't really care about NASCAR.
I like the when they play baseball
fun
games.
Fun races.
Like, remember the Field of Dreams? It was too much. Yeah. But it was cool, right? It's kind of like the hockey equivalent of playing in at Michigan.
Oh, I can't wait for them to.
They play in Marlins Park this year. That's cool, right?
I can't wait for the Winter Classic down here.
That's it. So I like it. You know, there is a golf course in the middle of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
There is?
They play a tournament.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know that at all.
Yep.
Was unaware. By the way, also an all right goes to me because the Miami Heat.
You had a capybara, that's why.
Oh, I did. I did my boy Ranger, the sweetest. And the Miami Heat have just tweeted out a picture of handsome Pelle Larsson with the caption, Swedish Swish.
Oh, they used it.
Yes.
Oh, did they tag you, though?
Or, no, they didn't. They never give me credit, Jennifer. Wait, they never.
They should have went Swish or Swede.
Well, they didn't. They picked mine.
Vlad will know what I'm saying.
Well, this y'all is about Tobin.
The Swisher Sweets.
I'm aware. We've been over this.
Yep. They stole it. That's right. You know,
wow.
We need to.
I mean, you know, one doesn't have to call it stolen. I mean, perhaps a trade could be made.
You need credit, though. You need your
if
credit.
If we could hearken out to the beloved friends that we have at the Miami Heat, we will take Pelle Larsson jerseys in exchange for our intellectual property.
That's a good trade.
That's a good trade. If you would like to send to the studio, you know, perhaps if you want to use Tobe's intellectual property for another time, then perhaps we could make a tradesies
and put Swedish Swish on the back of it.
Whatever, I don't care. I'll go nickname. I'll go Larsson on the back. Either one. But he
if
is
you
getting
had
said
one Heat jersey. Who would you get
right now?
Right now,
got to be a current player.
Don't matter.
Got UD. I got D Wade. Jovic, dude.
Jovic.
That's my guy.
There's two players that I would get. One, we all know. And the other one, because you know how much I love this dude. I get Glenn Rice.
Yep.
Because we went to school together. Right? And he's
What's
probably
funny
the best.
Is that I'm out here talking about how I have a signed picture of Glenn Rice, and you were like, you basically wrote it all off. You're like, no, I wouldn't do that.
I would get a Glenn Rice jersey. And Tobin knows who my other jersey would be.
Oladipo?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. They probably got some of those lying around.
I know. I don't know what it is. From the beginning of his career, I've always been a fan.
All right, we'll take for the IP there, Miami Heat. I'll take a Pelle Larsson and Leroy Victor Oladipo. We know you guys got to have some of those lying around. That is all right. And oh no, we're going to talk a little fish. Kelly Sacco from FanDuel Sports Florida. She joins us next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.